Star Mobile.
In 0TR. What are you doing headed out for lunch?
Quick, I'll pick some up for lunch to bring home. I'm meeting the highway department at my house this afternoon about 1:30. Now, I got to go out to Wally World, pick up a few things, and come back. I need some copy paper and a couple of other items to restock some things for the puppy dog. So, and that's the cheaper place to get it. 04NUE.
Good morning, Chad. This is 0TR. I'm just sitting here watching the Virginian and checking some AA batteries and some motion lights here. How you doing, Chad?
Good. I heard both of you two guys on here, and I said, well, this would be a good time to start some junk. So I just want to say good morning, Rusty, and good morning to you too, Tom, and Miss Bernice.
You jump in here and try to stir up some trouble this morning, Chad. It's Friday. You know, you're supposed to let that stuff go for the weekend. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, batten down the hatches and pull the sails down. We're supposed to get some wind. Never asked for much, but Bernice asked, and she's out pulling weeds, about a 30-second job, maybe a minute, with a plasma cutter. I tried making the hole for that her mama gave her many years ago. It's wore out, and this one is only about an inch and a half wide, Chad, and 2 inches long. But I can't get it right on a grinder, and I think a plasma cutter would cut that out in about 15 to 30 seconds. You reckon you can fix her up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just take it to the house and leave it on the front porch if I ain't there. And tell her to take some type of marker I can see. Tell her where she wants it cut, and I'll get it back to you.
Well, I'll give you her mama's and that one, and just make it look as much like your mama's as you can. Don't ask me why. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I'm not the best at metalworking, but I usually get by. Go ahead, Rusty. Thank you, Chad.
Then again, Tom, I told you about that, particularly on Fridays leading to the weekend. You know, your thinkability, like mine, gets rougher on the week towards the weekend. So, anyway, good to hear you in here, Chad. I've been wondering where you've been hiding. Hadn't heard you in a while, so I wondered where you've been hiding. So, good to hear you back out here. I hope you're keeping everything straight up at your end of the county and things like that. So, be careful when you ride over there near Tom's house. I understand he's got a shotgun that he keeps aimed at the road lately for people that harass him. Go ahead, Chad.
I ain't worried about that old shotgun. I can move pretty quick.
Besides that, I can't even shoot one, Rusty. I'm too beat up. That shoulder was knocked out of joint 2 inches and had surgery on it. And I shot a 20-gauge the other day just to see if it worked. I had a pretty poor repairman look at it for me, and I wasn't too sure, but after the recoil, I decided this old man ain't never going to touch that again. I'll give it to one of the kids up in Wisconsin and then hang it on the wall. It's in 0TR.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, those 20 gauges will do a number on your shoulders, Tom. I shot one time and never went back to that. I was used to do an organization I belong to down in the lower part of the state. We used to do turkey shoots every year. And we bring out a couple of guns, you know, for people who came that didn't have their own. And they had a 20-gauge there. And I thought, well, let me give that. I've never shot one of those. I've usually shot a 12 or a little slightly larger. But first time I ever shot 20, and it was the last time I ever shot a 22. Go ahead, Chad.
It's been a while since I've been out to the range and practice. I just got a lot of fun projects going on in the shop, and I just get, I don't know, I just get tied up with them. I've been meaning to put my radio down there in the shop. I probably need to do that, but I got everything I need, but just kind of got distracted,
with here and there, you know, doing things like that. But things starting to slow down a little bit, so I'm going to enjoy the weekend, rain or not, and just spend some time with wife and have a good time this weekend. But anyway, good talking to both of you, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day. You too, Miss Bernice. It's always a pleasure talking to you. It's KO4 NUE, and I'm going to clear on out, fellas. Y'all have a good one. 73.
Oh, it's great to hear you, Chan, anytime. And if you put a radio down there, you'll probably never get any work done. Shoot. But Rusty, and I think Chad will tell you this too, it's stock design, stock design, stock design. If you get the right 20-gauge, it's a lighter recoil than a 12-gauge by far, because it's physics. And I have shot 410s that almost tear your shoulder off. Again, it's a stock design. And then, of course, the type of load in it can be anything from a quail load to a duck load, you know, or a magnum. So that's the thing. But I'm just too old. I don't get into that anymore. When I was younger, I quail hunted a lot and that. But that old thing I had the other day is a beautiful old Stevens that was from the early 20th century. And I think about 1910 or so. And it's just a wall hanger, just something to look at. But it is pretty, and it reminded me of the kind of things we had back when I was a kid. And my first one was an old Stevens 410. It was my grandfather's, and it was made about 1911. And he kicked the snot out of me. But you know, when you're younger, you don't have arthritis.
Yep, see you later, Chad. Have a good one. Yeah, I know what that's like. I have, like I said, this was years ago, and I never shot a shotgun. Well, I had shot one. I shot a 12-gauge before, and it had a light load in it, but I never shot a 20-gauge. And we had light loads. We were furnishing light loads for those. You know, we had the loads for everybody because we wanted to make sure it was all fair. Anybody could bring their own gun if they wanted, but we furnished the shot because we wanted the same shot being used for everybody shooting at that turkey shoot. But I shot that thing, and I said, first time, last time, not going to be another. And you're probably right. It was probably somebody that, well, the guy that brought it for us to use, he's one of these big old guys that's about 6'4", 6'5". He touches, runs in at about 270, and it's all muscle, or it was back then. And he was one of the members of the Optimus Club down there in Charleston. So, and it was fun. We made a lot of money for our charity back then, and gave away a lot of turkeys during that time period. So, you know, it was a good. We had a good time by all, and you know, you get shot for. And back then, this was back in the early 70s when you could do a turkey shoot, and it was $1 a shot, and you still made money even giving with the turkeys that you were buying to give away. WU2T Mobile for another one quick time, Tom. Go ahead.
This is N0TR. Yeah, we loaded all of our own because we were poor. And Bill, my friend, he had an old Texan reloader. And I remember when we go goose hunting, we would shoot 4 buck. And it's big shot. Not a quarter inch, but it don't lack it far. There's just 27 pellets. And we put a row of buckshot, and then a row of cornmeal, and then a row of buckshot, and a row of cornmeal, and it supposedly would increase the velocity. But the best thing about it was, Rusty, once you shot the goose, it was already bred, and you could just throw her in the skillet and let her rip.
I knew it. I knew I should have got out of the truck. KO4NUE. You weren't quite gone yet. Anyway, guys, I am pulling into the parking lot here at Wally World, and I need to go in and pick up a few items. And then on the way back to the house, pick me up something for lunch. because I don't want chilly today again. Maybe that'll be for tomorrow. But we'll talk to both of you later. Good to hear you chat. Say hello to that sweet wife of yours, and we'll catch you later. N0TR to take it, W2T73.
Okay, Rusty, have a good day. I thought I'd leave you with that tip of the day on how to bread a goose there. And, Chad, you never think that Tom would vericate from the truth, I'm sure. I never lied to you, but possibly vericate a little. Take care. W2TKO4NUE, N0TR, back to my motion line.